Well, I'm standing here with Dr. Harry Hagopian, and for our final interview on the Pope's visit to the Holy Land, we've come here, and I must explain that to you, because this is the Armenian Church in Kensington in central London. And Harry, we're standing beside a memorial here, and I'd like you to explain to us a little bit about that.
This memorial, James, is basically a memorial that was carved out in Holy Echmiadzin, in the center of the Armenian Church in Armenia. And it is in memory of the victims of the Armenian genocide during World War I. So basically it reflects not only the loss and the sense of sacrifice of Armenians during World War I, but also of all victims of all acts of genocide across the world. And I thought I would show you this monument in the grounds of the church here in London, because we talked at some length about the Pope's visit to Yad Vashem and about how he prayed for all the Jews, the 6 million Jews who were killed during the Nazi Holocaust. And he talked about names. And we actually reflected upon that at the time when we did a reaction to his message. And the Armenian genocide is the same as well for Armenians. It is a reflection of their identity. It is also at the very epicenter of their national understanding of who they are, where they come from. Because if you look at Armenians across the whole diaspora, you will see that most of them trace their roots to World War I and to Turkey, Ottoman Turkey at the time, and then they fled the genocide and they went settled across Europe, the Middle East, Australia, or elsewhere. So I thought it would be quite a fitting finale to our conversations for this week's pilgrimage by showing you this memorial and having a photo of it. But I would also like to draw your attention to something you didn't comment to your listeners or readers, and that is the little pigeon carved out of olive wood that I'm wearing on my coat, which your viewers might see in the photo on your website. This is the dove of peace, and it is my way of expressing hope that there will be peace in the Middle East. I wear this most of the time, even though most of the time I don't believe that we are anywhere close to peace yet in the Middle East. But there is hope, and hope, I think, is one of the most powerful ingredients of our Christian faith. And therefore, it is carved out of olive wood made in Bethlehem. And the Pope was there a couple of days ago. And this is very, very dear and symbolic to me as well. So you've got a personal symbolism that I'm wearing, and you've got a national symbolism of the Armenian people in the shape of this monument.